it becomes legitimate to regard the Copernican system as more objective than the Ptolemaic only if we accept this very shift in the nature of intellectual satisfaction as the standard of greater objectivity. This would imply that, of two forms of knowledge, we should consider as more objective that which relies to a greater measure on theory instead of on the more immediate evidence of our senses. So that, the theory being placed like a screen between our senses and the things of which our senses otherwise would gain a more immediate impression, we would rely increasingly on theoretical guidance for the interpretation of our experience, and would correspondingly reduce the status of our raw impressions to that of unreliable or altogether misleading appearances.